Chapter 21. Snidger approached Marielle, brandishing the sword. Weighted down by Flitchai, she was unable to move. Helplessly, she watched him raise the glittering blade. From nowhere, a huge voice rang out.
I was born on a dark night in a storm. I'm the roaring child of Heavywing McGurney. Shake in your fur, Flitchai. Stonehead's arrived.
A barn owl of awesome proportions swooped down and hurled Snidger high in the air. With a noise somewhere between a hoot and a roar, he launched himself into the fray. Marielle had never seen anything like it. The weed-clad, bark-masked Flitchai scattered everywhere like ninepins. Stonehead was aptly named. He used his massive head like a battering ram, thudding and butting with the speed of a striking snake as he shouted aloud at the terrified Flitchai tribe.
Stand and fight, you forest weeds! Why, if I couldn't slay a dozen of you before breakfast, I'd die of shame. I can drink a river dry and eat an orchard bare. I'm Stonehead McGurney, bravest of the brave.
Marielle and her companions got the feeling they would offend the big barn owl by joining in the fight, so they stood to one side, watching as he enjoyed himself to the full. The Flitchai, who were not laid out flat, took to their holes and closed the lids. As Marielle retrieved her gullwhacker and Dandan picked up the sword, Tarquin tuned his herdalina and nudged Duddy.
I don't think I'd like to meet that chap when he's cross, do you?
Duddy kicked Snidger on the bottom as he tried to rise.
Deary me, he do have a right old temper and no mistake.
Six Flitchai were backing off toward the woods. Stonehead spotted them and yelled,
Get back here! Down your pits and shut the lids! Run away and I'll follow you to the end of the earth. You know I never lie. We McGurneys aren't the wisest owls anywhere, but by thunder we're the bravest.
He turned to the four travellers aggressively.
So, you're red wall creatures, eh? Should never let yourselves get caught by this lot. Flitchai, I'll show you what they are. Come here, you!
Snidger came, but not quickly enough. Stonehead grabbed him in one powerful talon and ripped away the bark cloth mask and trailing weeds.
There's a Flitchai for you! Skinny little weasels dressed up. That's all they are. Here you want me to butt him right over the top of that hollow oak. I can do it easily, you know.
Dandan interceded on Snidger's behalf.
I think he's had enough, sir. Thank you for rescuing us. I am Dandan of Redwall. These are my friends, Tarquin, Marielle and Dury.
The owl shook their paws with his talons until they ached. Then he kicked open the lid of a Flitchai hole and beckoned to Snidger.
In there, you! I look sharp about it.
Snidger obeyed with alacrity. Stonehead took a huge dead tree limb in his claws and tossed it on top of the lid, locking Snidger inside.
There, that's the way to treat them. Don't take any nonsense. You don't think I was too easy on them, do you? Sure you don't want me to throw a few over the treetops?
No, no, old chap, you did splendidly. Do you live alone in these woods?
Stonehead blinked his eyes at Tarquin and snorted.
Alone? I say not. We McGurneys have always lived here. Got the wife, Thunderbeak, and four little ones, two sons and two daughters. They're only chicks, but you should see them fight. Come home with me for supper. Meet me family.
The savage golden eyes glared at them. They did not refuse. If at all possible, Stonehead's wife, Thunderbeak, was even fiercer than her belligerent husband. The four babies sat at the foot of a dead ash with them, fighting uproariously at every opportunity, much to the amusement of their parents. The food was surprisingly good. There was a white mushroom salad specially laid on for the travellers. The owls did not eat. Dandan decided that it would not be polite to ask them what their diet was, though the odd bark cloth and weeds in the bushes left him in little doubt. After supper, Tarquin sang and played his herdalina, an impromptu song.
If you're ever caught by the Flitchai and the situation looks grave, then call for a McGurney, the bravest of the brave. He'll fight all night and battle all day until you hear those Flitchai say, Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on us all.
Marielle smiled fondly at the owlets.
Bless them, they've fallen asleep.
Thunderbee cuffed them roughly awake.
Where's your manners? Dozing off when the nice rabbit's singing you a song. Wake up this instant.
Marielle wrapped her gullwhacker into a pillow and lay down.
Oh, don't scold them, please. They need their sleep, the same as me. Actually, if that nice rabbit starts singing another song, he'd feel the knot of my gullwhacker between his big bunny ears.
Tarquin sat up late, remembering the next lines of the poem and discussing their future route with Stonehead. Though the owl did not appear to be a great deal of help, Tarquin racked his memory whilst pretending to be attentive to Stonehead's advice.
Let me see now. Something or other about saving any fool at all, I think the last bit was. Oh, but that was you, wasn't it?
Stonehead blinked fiercely.
What's that you say? I'm any fool at all? I think you could do with a lesson in politeness, rabbit. It's true we McGurneys aren't wise owls, but we're the bravest of the brave. Now defend yourself or get kicked right over that tree.
Tarquin held up his paws placatingly.
Sorry, old chap. I wasn't alluding to you, not a bit of it. The fools I was talking about is us. Me and my jolly old friends. Point of fact, you may be able to help us with our route. I've remembered the lines. Go something like this.